This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, final couple segments. Henry Lake in on the Chad Hartman Show. Henry Lake, Josh Wheeler, Lower Oaks. Hope that everybody's enjoying the holiday. And I want to get into a very serious conversation regarding health here this segment, because I think it's extremely important that we all value and pay attention to our health. And I look, my health, I had a few issues a couple of years ago that I'll get into here for the first time. But nothing to the extreme of what Josh here has had to deal with or had to overcome with cancer, which we'll get to here in a second. But let me take you guys back a little bit. So let's go back to 2019. 2019, I had just started. actually, it started in 2018. Started in 2018, wasn't feeling great. I noticed a little bit of a mark or something like on my body, and I kept saying to myself, I was like, I don't know what this is, but you know, I work out a lot, I go to the gym a lot, and I'm in saunas, stuff like that, whatever. I thought maybe this little it was really small, it was almost like I don't want to call it a rash, but it was just like I guess you could call it a rash or a blemish or whatever. It was on my hip. And I saw it. I didn't think much of it. But then after about a week, it hadn't went away. And I said, I should go to the doctor and get checked out. So I go to the doctor, and I check with my doctor, and he says, oh, you got shingles. And can I tell you how old I felt in that moment? I was like, I got shingles? I'm like, man, I'm like 40. Well, I can't remember what at the time, but 40, 43 or 44. But I was like, well, I got you, man. I felt old, right? You know, because you know, that's what you think in your mind. You're like, man, old people get shingles. Anyway.
Yep.
So he prescribes like the little cream, whatever, that you put on and whatever and all this stuff, whatever. And then it starts to clear up, whatever, right? But then one of the downsides of shingles is that sometimes you'll get, like, the nerve pain. So then I start having, like, nerve pain and stuff like that. And so it goes from that little thing into nerve pain to I'm like, something feels off here. And I'm like, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not here to question my doctor when he says it's shingles. It shingles, but something just didn't feel right. So anyway, so I'm dealing with this nerve pain and trying to manage that and deal with it over the course of I don't know how long. But then, Josh, things just proceeded to get worse. It was apparent to me that I wasn't just dealing with nerve pain or just a simple case of shingles. There was something else going on, and I said, I'm getting frustrated because I kept going to my doctor, and I'm not getting any answers.
Yeah.
Because in that particular moment, and this is going from 2018 into 2019, I'm giving so much blood. I'm like giving, you know, taking blood tests, you know, blood, urine, whatever. And they're like, oh, no, you're as clean as a whistle. Are you having any issues at the gym? No, I feel great when I go work out. You're like, we've got nothing. We don't know what to tell you, which is ultimately one of the most frustrating things ever, right? Is when you go to the doctor and as much as you don't want to hear bad news, knowing is better than not knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you know what's going on with your body and what's happening with you, there can be some sort of course of action and treatment.
Yep.
And so now we're into 2019, which brings us to the point of me starting here at WCCO.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started here at WCCO, super excited, super pumped, happy, great start, everything, whatever. But at the same time, I'm dealing with this issue, and I'm not really public with anything like that or whatever. And so,
yeah.
And so the entire time I'm dealing with this, the entire summer, into the fall, and now we're into the winter, okay? Or into the, I guess, late fall, because like November.
Yeah.
And so I'm in November, and I had been going to my doctor. I went to the University of Minnesota. I was like super frustrated. I'm like, I can't get any answers, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, something's off, something's wrong. And then one of the doctors at the U said, yeah, I can see something's happening, whatever. But, you know, all of your blood work and everything is just coming up like A1. You're like, you're totally like, you're pretty, you're in good shape. We're looking, you know. But, yeah, we would agree that, yeah, we don't know why you're feeling the way you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember sitting in the newsroom one night, because this is still when I was doing the old Dark Star time slot of 9 to 1.
Yep.
I'm sitting in the newsroom. It's like 8 o'clock hour. I'm, you know, waiting to go on. And a friend of mine had called me, and she was checking in on me. And she says, you know, how you – I was like, to be honest with you, I'm not – doing great. I don't feel great. I don't know what's going on. I can't get any answers. I'm turning left to right, whatever. And so, oh, she's like, well, you know, have you been to, like, you know, the Mayo Clinic or whatever? And I was like, no. You know, because I'm like, you just don't waltz into the Mayo Clinic or whatever, right? And so I had talked to some friends of mine. It's always good to have a good network and friends in high places.
Yep.
And I was able to get into the Mayo Clinic and the executive health program, whatever, to do one of those physicals. And I got in there and did that right before COVID hit. Because remember, COVID hit us in late March of 2020.
Yep.
Okay. I did my physical in middle of January. Eventually, after going through the gamut of tests, okay, because they take you through a million tests to try to figure it out. And I love the way that they do it at Mayo. You know, they work in teams. My issues subsided. My symptoms, all that stuff went away. Because there were other symptoms that started popping up along the way that just became – it was almost like unbearable. And I was frightened. I didn't know if I had cancer. I didn't know if I had, you know – I didn't know what was going on with me, but I thought I had something super, super serious going on.
Yeah.
But over the course of going to the Mayo Clinic for a year and a half, 2 years, and I'm still a patient, whatever. Those issues subsided, and so my point in bringing this up is that I think a lot of times in life, especially with us as men, we push stuff off, and we don't pay attention to our bodies, or we don't listen, or we don't want to go to the doctor, and that's not the way that we should operate in our lives. We should always be mindful of our health, be thankful for our health, and if you feel off or you don't feel right, you should go to the doctor. And the reason why I bring this up is because prior to all of this happening, before I had left Kansas City, my co-host at the time, he had been dealing with like just weird stuff happening with him for a couple of years, from like 2016 up until like 2018. And me and my producer kept telling him, hey, man, stop with this tough guy routine.
Yeah.
Stop with this. I'll rub some dirt on it, and I'll be. You don't feel good. Go to the doctor.
Yeah.
He would not do it. He finally did in 2018.
Yeah.
And in that particular time, by the time he found out he had MS,
mm-hmm.
Which he should have been proactive about before then. I say this because I have to preach this to people to do right by yourself and your loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't manage your health and look out for you, it's going to be hard for your loved ones to do what they can for you later. It is. You've had health stuff. Kind of tell us, you know,
yeah,
what you had to deal with.
Yeah, I'll give you the quick version of it. I mean, my telltale sign of when I had leukemia, what I didn't know was leukemia at the time, was when I went to the doctor for a severe headache, one of the worst headaches you could possibly imagine, where it just feels like you have two hands pretty much squeezing the left and right side of your temple together pretty much. And to the point where I pretty much passed out overnight when I was, you know, got home from a 13-hour day of doing cable technician work. Got home, crashed on the love seat, was in and out kind of almost consciousness, if you will. Like, I don't usually sleep on a love seat. I usually find my way to the bed some way, somehow. So that was my first telltale sign that it was wrong. And then next morning, woke up, still had a bad headache, and I'm like, you know what? I've suffered through this for 48 hours. I need to go get looked at.
Yeah.
Because I worked that 13-hour day of cable work with a full-blown headache, full-blown toothache, nothing fighting any infection that I had going on with my body. So got to the doctor. They're like, yeah, we know you have a headache, but you have a big, huge red area around the cut in your knee, because I'd fallen out of a crawl space at a customer's home
mm-hmm.
over the weekend. So I cut my leg up, tried my best not to bleed on the guy's floor. but yeah, they're like, yeah, we're worried about this cut. You have cellulitis all around it. Took some blood, 0.8 white blood cell count, which is next to catatonic. You have nothing, but you basically have nothing fighting off anything. Platelet count was low. Blood, just everything blood related was super, super low.
Yep.
Hemoglobin was low. So they're like, all right, well, we're going to send you to the ER. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is whatever. It's just an extra measure. Didn't think anything of it. You know,
at 40, the time.
45 days later, I'm suffering through chemo. I'm doing MRIs, x-rays. The long days were the days where you had to go through x-rays, MRIs, blood transfusions, and then they come back for more tests and stuff. Those were the long days. And it doesn't, for those who have not gone through that much in a hospital stay, even just one day, it's a lot.
Yep.
You sleep pretty good afterwards, because at least when I wasn't in pain, I would sleep a lot. So, you know, suffered through the hospital stay. If I ever had really bad pain, they came in and gave me what's called Dilaudid. It's a super, super strong medicine that takes away some of the pain. But yeah, that was pretty much my sign of you got to go get, because I was a tough guy too. We talked about this a few weeks ago. When
don't
I was
be
on
tough
the show.
Guy, man.
I love work. If I can work, I'll tough through most situations to work. But that was the situation where it's like, all right, I cannot be a tough guy. I have to go get looked at.
Yep.
So now it's like, now my mentality is, I don't care what the bill is going to be. I would prefer it's in my network, but like, just go get looked at. We'll deal with billing later.
Yep.
And that's always been my worry, is billing. But now it's like, I want comfort like sooner than later.
Yep. Yep.
That's just how I do it.
Yep. No, I'm with you, man. I'm so thankful that you're here. I'm so thankful that you're healthy,
yeah,
that you're part of the WCCO team. But to all the men out there, specifically men, and this is not just about men. This is about everybody. But I know that men, we're hard-headed. We think that we're tough guys,
yeah,
and we don't want to go see the doctor, and we're just going to throw some dirt on it and we'll be just fine. Value your health, because I want you to be around with your loved ones, and I want you to be healthy and live a long life. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Final segment of the Chad Hartman Show. All right, don't go anywhere here on this Memorial Day. Twins baseball is coming up next. Chris Atterbury with the pregame. Twins on the road facing the Houston Astros. And the Twins, I know that we're down right now. Everybody's kind of filling in. And, you know, Twins are not playing good baseball right now. And Twins are struggling a little bit. But Sonny Gray is on the mound, and the Twins are in first place still. Okay? I know we're in a bad division, but we're still in first place. I'll take it. I'd rather take that than the alternative. Because teams like
If you're worse than Detroit or Chicago or Kansas City right now, you're in trouble.
Man, Kansas City. Oof.
Cleveland's been on a little bit of a roll, but there's nothing that's positive.
Well, they're up 5-0. They're about to that game's over now. Okay. Cleveland just defeated the Baltimore Orioles 5-0.
How many in a row is that now?
I don't know.
Okay, I thought they were on a streak of some kind. I haven't checked.
So Cleveland defeated Baltimore 5-0. So the Twins, 3-game series, starts with the Astros. Astros are 31-21. They're second in the American League West. But the Twins in first place, record of 27-26. Yes, we need to go ahead and get this thing going, man. But Sonny Gray is on the mound. Sonny Gray undefeated, 4-0. 1.82 ERA. He has been awesome. He has been an absolute rock star this season. But looking for Sonny Gray to have another really good outing. The other nuggets that we talked about a little bit earlier today in the show was the fact that Royce Lewis called up. Who else? Max Kepler also is been activated. So. Not to say that those guys will. I haven't seen the lineup yet.
Yeah.
So, but Twins baseball is coming up here in literally like 1 minute.
Real quick, what do you make of Max Kepler so far?
I like Max Kepler. And he got
he's off and on though. That's the issue.
Yeah, he had a slow start, but then he started to get hot a little bit, and then before you know it, he ends up with the injury.
Yeah.
So we got to get Jorge Polanco back. That's who I want back because Jorge was tearing the cover off the ball.
Yeah.
So he's one of my favorite Twins.
Let alone his first game back, he was already, chomping at it.
Carlos Correa back in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Yeah.
Get the trash cans out, baby. Get the trash cans out.
Now, why would you say that? why would you say that? Why do you got to be like that, man? Why do you got to be like that?
He's part of the good guys now.
I know, but you bringing up old stuff, man.
Yeah.
Why are you bringing up old stuff?
You brought up KG winning the national championship. We're pulling out the archives today.
But that was a negative. You just brought up something negative.
It's negative if you're a Minnesota fan. You don't want to see KG win a national championship with somebody else.
We all rooted for him.
You
even admitted it. All right, we're done here. Enough of me rambling. Coming up next, we got Twins baseball. Twins. Houston Astros. Sonny Gray on the mound. Have an awesome holiday. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow night on Final Pitch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.